I received a letter from a lady who had been in an automobile accident and broken her neck. She lived in constant pain and had had several surgeries. For months, her husband had stayed home to take care of her. She felt bad that he missed so much work and finally convinced him that she was well enough to stay home. One day, she was in so much pain and so deep in depression that she decided she was going to end her life. She couldn't walk on her own, so she was going to crawl over to the corner where the gun rack was. Her husband was an avid hunter, had several firearms. But when she got out of her chair, she lost her balance, knocked over the end table, and fell flat on her back and couldn't move. The remote control for the television hit the floor and the batteries tumbled out. When it hit, it changed the channel on the television from what she was watching to a channel where I was speaking. Her first thought was, oh, great. I'm lying here dying. Now I've got to listen to this TV preacher to add to my misery. That day, I was talking about how God can turn any situation around, how He can take your darkest hour and turn it into your brightest hour. She began to feel a peace that she had never felt before. She said, I was lying there. I couldn't move, couldn't open my eyes, but I felt tears of joy running down my cheeks. Her husband came home a few hours later and found her sound asleep on the floor. Startled and alarmed, he woke her up saying, honey, are you okay? It looks like you've had an accident. She smiled and said, it was no accident. That day was a turning point in her life. Hope began to fill her heart. A dream came back to life. Today, she's not only free from pain, but she can walk. She's healthy, whole, stronger than ever before. When it looked impossible, when all the odds were against her, when it seemed permanent, the Creator of the universe, the one who has you in the palm of His hand, said, wait a minute. She's my child. She's my daughter. She has a special advantage. She's not going to be a permanent slave to anything. She's coming in to her seventh year. Maybe like her, you've lived with that sickness, that chronic pain long enough. You put up with that depression, that dark cloud following you around long enough. You've struggled with that addiction long enough. God is saying, this is your time. Today is your moment. Get ready for release. Get ready for a breakthrough. Get ready for healing. Get ready for increase. Get ready for your seventh year. How do you get ready? Start talking as if it's going to happen. Start acting as if it's going to happen. Start thinking like it's going to happen. Well, Joel, my arthritis has really been acting up. My diabetes is getting the best of me. My financial difficulties are really weighing me down. Don't take ownership of those things. It's not your diabetes. It doesn't belong to you. It's not your arthritis. That's not part of who you are. It may be there temporarily, but that's not where it's staying. Don't give it a permanent address. In your mind, don't let it move in and take up residency. You need to hang one of those signs that say, no vacancy here. The Apostle Paul put it this way, these light afflictions are for a moment. In your mind, it may be big, but by faith, you need to see it as being light and temporary. This is what Moses did. The Israelites had been in slavery for many years. It looked permanent, as though it would never change. Moses had a son whom he named Gershom. Names had a lot more significance back in those days than they do today. Gershom means, I am an alien in a strange land. When Moses named his son, he was making a declaration of faith. He was saying, we're in slavery, but slavery is not our norm. This is not our permanent address. We are foreigners in this land. Every time he said, good morning, Gershom, he was reminding himself, this lack, this trouble, this slavery is not our normal state. When you're in tough times and it looks as though you're never going to break out, you have to do as Moses. Tell yourself, I won't be staying here long. I am a foreigner. I don't have citizenship here. You could say, I am not a citizen of depression. I am not a citizen of lack. I am not a citizen of cancer. This disease is alien to me. It is not my norm. It may be where I am, but it is not who I am. I am blessed. I am healthy. I am strong. I am victorious. Anything to the contrary, you need to see as foreign, as temporary. It is not your permanent address.